97.5, The Fanatic.
Let the party begin!
The show starts now.
The question is it false advertising? Let the party begin? I'll leave that up to Pat Egan. He's the one who played it. Is it a party, Pat? Will there be ice cream? Will there be reason to celebrate by the time we get off the air at 10 a.m. this morning?
No.
I like that you're an honest man, Pat.
I'm not going to lie to the people. This sucks. It's one of the days I wish I was a CPA.
You do?
I'm just not smart enough.
Pat Egan, CPA? What would you be if you weren't allowed to work in anything media, radio related, everything? What would it be? Pat Egan, veterinarian?
No, I'd be driving for Uber.
You'd be an Uber driver?
Probably.
I think you'd be a good Uber driver.
Be the best Uber driver.
Yeah, but it would stink if your hockey equipment was in the back.
I always wanted to run an Uber podcast where I was the driver and people consented to being on recordings and see how that went. I think
sounds like a late night
talk
show.
They do the game show.
Cash cab?
They do the cash cab. And then they do...
I haven't seen Ben Bailey in years.
Don't they do the Uber... What's the Uber confession show? They already do this.
So that's the porno one, Backseat Confessions on HBO.
So they already do that. But yeah, I mean, you're just talking about random people?
Yeah. Yeah, random people.
I saw where there is
weird.
I saw where there is a random... There is a new podcast that is being... thing I saw in the news yesterday where people are going to admit to crimes.
Oh, that's good.
Crimes they've committed, but they're going to have like voice scramblers and stuff like that. And they're going to talk about how they did it. I'm like, okay, wait a minute. You people, they're going to know where they record these things. There's ways of finding you.
I thought about committing some crimes in my living room last night while watching the Sixers game. Yeah,
you did. Well, today's John Kincaid Show is being brought to you by Wendy's.
Just destruction of property, Bob. Own property.
Yeah, that's
fresh,
smart.
Never frozen, square patties. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's. Hot and juicy hamburgers. That should put a smile on your face, guys.
That'll help.
Wendy's for breakfast.
That'll help. That will help.
Certainly doesn't hurt.
It does.
Everything's coming up. John Kincaid Show.
So if everybody wants to feel a little better today, pull into your local Wendy's on the way to work. How about that? That'll make you smile a little bit. Because last night's Sixers game did not. And I would just put it at this. Every one of us had optimism going into the playoffs. Every one of us believed that the Sixers were going to, there was a level of expectation that they were going to end up in the conference finals. They had what it took to think. Actually, Bob was the least optimistic that that would happen of us all. Bob was the most saying, just wait. Boston's looking really good. Bob was on the Boston train before anyone else. And Boston continues to rise. We all respected Milwaukee. They're the champs. We respected what they were bringing to the table. But not what we're going to talk about in the show today, but just the sort of anxiety everybody's feeling right now about the Sixers. And Jamie was like, this sort of comes out of nowhere. And Bob just looks at Jamie and says, you know, they're missing their best player. And that's where I'm at this morning as we start, Bob, down 0-2. How much is missing your best player and how much is this team is just poorly constructed and thin as a piece of one-ply toilet paper? Because on one hand, I can't be angry when you lose Joel Embiid. And by the way, I heard some things last night that I'll share where I don't know that we're seeing him tomorrow night. And I really don't believe, I believe there's a really good chance we're not seeing him tomorrow night. It's hard for me to be angry about it when I think of, well, how do you lose Joel Embiid and expect to compete? But then I look at the roster construction and say, how did somebody think this was going to win?
Yeah, it just shows more to his MVP credentials that these players look a lot worse when he's not on the floor. Think about that.
I mean, they really do.
To me, that's the biggest thing about an MVP. Does he make the players surrounding him better? And Joel Embiid does. It's obvious because there's nobody right now besides Tobias Harris. Maxie had a good game last night and all, but it just shows the peripheral players of this team, when Joel Embiid isn't there, are pretty much nothing. And look, what's the bigger thing? That they are paper thin after your first four starters, three starters, now that Embiid's out? Is it bigger that they're paper thin after that, or is it bigger that you're missing your best player? That was my only point to Jamie this morning. Yeah, they look horrible You know, they don't look like a play. They are by far the worst of the remaining playoff teams.
I don't even believe it's close.
No, not even. But, you know, they were in that game for a little bit last night.
Again.
They were in the game one. I mean, you're missing your best player that changes everything. You saw Eric Spoelstra on a timeout. He said, keep showing the wall to Harden, keep showing the wall to Harden. They're doing the same thing to him that they did, you know, not the same schematically, but the same thing they did to Ben Simmons. They're taking the head off of the snake. And James Harden has nowhere to go. He can't go anywhere. They have literally three defensive players up on him out of his zone, so he can't go anywhere. Why Doc Rivers isn't putting somebody behind them at the foul line so you can dump it to a Tobias Harris, and then it's basically a 4-on-2 from the foul line in, I have no idea. But, yeah, missing Joel Embiid, to me, it's a shame. I would have loved to have seen this series with him in there.
And it's right now, that's going to be the hardest thing, and it's. I have a feeling, Bob, that we're going to be talking about it in June and July and going, was it Joel Embiid's injury, or was this team poorly constructed? And I've got to tell you right now, Jamie, if the teeter-totter, or a seesaw, if you call it a seesaw, if you're from Delco, if it's there,
I grew up a seesaw man.
You a seesaw man?
Yeah.
I'm putting it on this roster's poor.
Yeah, I mean...
More than just Joel's out. You shouldn't collapse like this just because Joel is out.
I'll run it back with this, you know, big four any day. What I'm seeing 5 through 9, you barely have some NBA players in there. Like, straight up, there's some guys that I never want to see play basketball again in a Sixers uniform. I just can't take it. It feels like it's been 8 years of the same. It's been an issue. It hasn't been addressed. We called for it, you know, at the veteran buyout, and granted, you know, there wasn't a ton of guys this year. There needs to be a drastic overhaul here. And I already dug up, you know, sorry, I'm talking about the future here, Bob.
No, that's fine.
I dug up next year's payroll already, and I'm looking at it, and I just...
You're upset. You got a little upset over that. I heard you make a Jamie noise. But, Pat, you missed it. It was like,
It's just going to be the same again, and they're probably going to have to eat some money if they really want to change this thing. 1 through 4, I don't think is the problem. And Joel Embiid's absence, I mean, we all know what he brings offensively. The defensive absence from him, from this team,
is ridiculous.
The wheels just fell off. I mean, they have no hope and prayer there defensively. They pretty much have Tobias is willing.
I think he's
outside
been
of him, there's nobody that plays defense.
Was that Tobias's worst game last night of the playoffs?
Probably.
He's been their best player. They played 8 playoff games. He's been their best player.
They don't have athletes. They don't have wing players. And they have a bunch of guys that can't play defense. I'm just sick of watching it.
So, Pat, I asked the question. Did we all completely overvalue what this team is and what this team could be?
I don't know. I mean, they are.
How do you balance it?
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
They're best players. So we haven't seen them with Joel Embiid. And it's hard to really have a gauge on this team and how bad they've been. I mean, are they really 16 points bad? No. Do I fear that with a healthy Joel Embiid, they're still not good enough? Yeah. I'm probably at the depression stage of the 7 stages of grief. I'm over being angry at this point. But, like, they do it to themselves. They shoot themselves in the foot. I hope that everybody out there finds somebody as dedicated to you as the Sixers are dedicated to jacking up threes when they suck at it.
Because I mean, it's
their game plan is horrible, and it's game in and game out of doing the same crap and the same results and just sticking to it. And it doesn't work. Hey. Round one, they were able to do it and get away with it. Round two, it's like, at what point do you decide maybe I'll change it up? They don't.
Well, the one thing is last night, and I still got people, you know, on social media last night saying they don't, like, I know, Bob, is that guys on TV are paid to have an opinion. But Shaq and Kenny Smith and Charles Barkley, that's three pretty good understandings of the game's guy. And at halftime, they say Doc Rivers is just stubborn. And I believe the other word was he's being pigheaded. They didn't like his approach. They say you go small ball and then you have success. And then Doc stunts his own success. And you're hearing guys who are Hall of Famers saying Doc Rivers is stubborn as hell. He doesn't understand the chemistry or the mix or what's going to work against Eric Spoelstra. He's being outcoached.
I'm not defending Doc. I don't know what he's supposed to put out there. Okay, you go small ball, and all I'm seeing is every time he goes small ball, Miami gets offensive rebound after offensive rebound after offensive rebound.
But the numbers are skewed through two games, big time.
They confuse Miami a little bit with that zone. But are you comfortable with staying with a lineup of that for that long? I mean, I can't keep a Tobias Harris out of the game. I can't keep a James Harden out of the game because you're going to go zone with a smaller lineup. I mean, where are you getting your scoring from? I don't know where to turn, honestly. Like, if I'm a coach of this team, you know, you have James Harden, you have Tobias Harris, Tyrese Maxey. Okay, those guys have to sit. I'm going two. I got to play Paul Reed 25 minutes because that's what everybody wanted. Paul Reed. I need a wing guy. So I'm going to go to George Niang.
He's been terrible.
Shake Milton. No, I've lost confidence in him. He was a key contributor and one of my biggest rotation guys as far as minutes goes. I'm not going to play him tonight. I'm going to go with Furkan Korkmaz.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, who the hell are you going to in this situation?
I
don't know. I wouldn't know what to do if I was the coach of this team without Joel Embiid. I really wouldn't.
But that's where I'm at, Jamie, as far as, are we just going to get done this postseason and say, well, Embiid got hurt, and just pretend that this roster's okay?
But I don't think your primary pieces are the problem. Like, I do think when, obviously, Joel's gone, the wheels fell off, but I don't have a problem with the top four. What I've seen from them is encouraging. The 5 through 9, I can't get over it. Like, I didn't think it was good. I didn't think it was this bad.
The top four is encouraging.
Tyrese was awesome last night.
Yeah.
Tobias has been really good.
I've seen three games where Tyrese has been awesome.
And I think if James is your point guard, you're in a good situation. Like
I'll take those four to start.
Yeah. Like when you have those four on the court, they're an elite offense in this league.
So next year.
They need an overhaul of the rest of the roster. They really do.
Okay. So if I put you into next year's postseason, seeing what you see out of Boston, seeing how to see about Milwaukee, seeing what you see with Miami, seeing what you see out of the Western Conference teams.
Yes.
You're saying they can hang with the Phoenixes, the Memphises, the Golden States of the world. I don't believe that for a second.
I do.
Pat, you look at the teams, because the goal is to win a championship, right?
Just get
50 wins and people want to wave pom-poms and say, well, they won 50 games.
Yeah, I'm over that.
I'm tired of that crap.
Participation.
Nobody cares.
I'm tired of talking about it.
Part of the problem is you see in this series the depth of Miami. Like, Miami is able to find undrafted free agents in a sport that doesn't have undrafted free agents. It's amazing. And they're able to just funnel them in constantly. And the Sixers don't have depth. But do they not have depth because they don't develop the depth? They're trying to do that with Paul Reed. You can see the fact that he has talent, but they ignored him for the majority of the regular season. So, you know, there's a chance that they could have pieces on this roster. They don't develop them because they stick with guys like Furkan Korkmaz and Shake Milton.
I can't do it anymore.
Danny Green. It's like,
well, he's back next year, Pat. Don't worry. There's another year.
I can't wait. You know, it's frustrating as hell to me at this point.
So, Bob, you talked about it the other night. You watched the Western Conference teams.
Yeah.
I don't see the Sixers as constructed for next year, another year older, another year that they're competing with Memphis, Golden State, Dallas, even a young Dallas team ascending. The way Boston's playing, I don't see it.
Well, I'll tell you what, the way the Sixers played in Game 6, I saw it. You know, the way they played in Game 6 against Toronto, they scored 133 points and they looked really, really good. They're missing Joel Embiid. This roster needs a lot of reconstruction. And if this series is showing anything, it's showing not just that. What good can you get out of this series? If the Sixers go down in 4 or 5 games, the good you can get out of it is that a lot of these guys aren't good enough to be here. And you need to reconstruct. I'm with Jamie on the first four. I'm okay with that starting four. Get another guy in there, an athletic guy, and then retool that bench. But as for now, if Doc Rivers, if Daryl Morey, if Elton Brand aren't seeing the crap that is 5 through 9, then, yeah, it's unfixable.
Bradford White Water Heaters brings you the 6 o'clock hour. Bradford White is here for the pro. I heard on the Mike Missanelli show over and over again after the trade for James Harden, the bench doesn't matter. In the playoffs, benches don't matter. They do matter. They do, Mike. They do. Benches matter. Benches matter for the teams in the West. Benches matter for Boston. Benches matter for other teams. It does matter. It was the biggest myth being purported to people. No, it doesn't matter. The bench. This team can win with its starters. You can't. You can't just win with a starting thing. And I don't know what kind of... Jamie was doing the numbers earlier. It doesn't seem like there's a lot of flexibility.
Mm-hmm.
Or do you just pay guys to go away?
You're going to have to pay some guys to go away.
And that could be it.
Look, there are some one-year deals on there, so maybe you can find a team desperate enough to take them, but...
What do you want, expiring contract money? You're talking about that?
Yeah, but it's not even like big money. We're talking about like $2.5 million. I just can't physically watch a lot of these guys ever again. Like, that's at the point I'm at where it's like, I just can't do it. It's painful.
I get you.
Last night I was sitting in my living room going, why am I even watching this?
Well, you said it too?
Yeah.
No, because you have a job, guys. That's why you were watching. But that should have been an easy answer.
Well, yes. I know why. But
if I had to see another dump-off pass to Matisse Thybulle, like at what point do they go, you know, good defensive player, absolute garbage offensive, we're not going to waste a possession. And yet they do it. They're hell-bent on it. Like, I'm done.
It's just broken.
This team broke me.
By the way, Coach wants you to know that a study from the American Chemical Society suggests tequila could have the heart healthy ability to lower bad cholesterol and raise your good cholesterol.
Could use some of that today.
On Cinco de Mayo. You'd never think it, but in this case, a little booze could be good for your heart. There is a...
I think that all the time. What are you talking about?
Bob's heart healthy. There is a... by the way, there's an ice cream place, Pat, that is doing boozy ice creams.
You have my attention.
So it's... I want to say it's going to open up in Fishtown or something. They're going to have boozy ice creams.
Okay.
So
I don't need my booze and my ice cream intersecting.
Really?
No.
Like a little float?
I agree with Jamie.
A little boozy float?
It does nothing for me. Hey, I like ice cream too much on its own.
That would open up though, it would be in Fishtown.
Let's see if Spanky's in the house. Spanky! Come on, man.
I need to talk to y'all because I've been telling Mike this for the last couple weeks. I can't stand these dudes, man. I hate them. Courtmaz, George Niang.
Spank, I've heard you. I've heard you debate this with Mike, and Mike tell you that benches don't matter.
Yeah, I've been telling them that for the last couple weeks. Listen, I love Joel. I'm good with the starting four, but Thybulle, too, is getting on my nerves. If he can't...
He's terrible.
He should not be on this team. I just don't... I'm so sick of the bench, man. It's ridiculous. They had no athleticism. They was jacking up threes yesterday. Like, it's ridiculous, man. It's embarrassing. And look, I said to Mike, and Mike told me the same thing. He said, Spank, you know, the bench don't own the matter.
Yep.
As you, all you want to do is go in with at least 6 to 7 deep. Okay, but come on, man. We're getting outplayed. And it's ridiculous. They have no athleticism. And listen, if they go out in 5, I'm good with that because I already reserved my mind for that anyway. They wasn't going to beat this team. But what I want to see next year is some athletes on these teams. And Bob, I have a question for you, Bob.
What's up?
How come we draft these cats? Like, where's this guy Jaden Springer at? And how come we don't go get wings like we need to go get wings? And none of our draft picks don't pan out. I don't understand that.
I'll tell you what, Spank, that's one thing that they're not good at is drafting athletic wings or getting athletic wings that are out there to be had. The best athletic wing that they had here, he was here for 20 minutes before they traded him to Phoenix. I don't know what it is that they just can't. You know, Jamie hit on it 6 months ago. They don't have one player that can play above the rim.
It's kind of amazing when you think about it.
It's ridiculous. I mean, it is ridiculous that the lack of athleticism that they have surrounding. And he brought up Matisse Thybulle. He's not playing well? No, Matisse Thybulle, and this is a serious statement here, he's not only not great defensively anymore, he's a liability. He plays defense from behind more than anyone I've ever seen. I pointed out a few weeks ago,
Jimmy Butler had a blow-block move where he flew by him twice from behind.
And he's letting people. It's almost like he wants to be behind the guy.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on with him. You almost can't put him on the court anymore.
I think he's the biggest to me. I don't want to say the biggest villain, but he's added to the negativity of the playoffs. And his game, I think he has taken the biggest decline this year of any Sixer.
Absolutely.
And it's not close.
He played 21 minutes last night and didn't shoot the basketball. You can see it in his face. He's petrified of playing basketball right now. I don't know what this whole vaccine situation did to him. If he read too much, of his name online.
I think D.D. Gregorius told him that the vaccine affects your shooting.
He's been broken ever since that news came out. Like, the dude is a liability on the basketball court, and he's supposed to be one of your best options.
So done with Australian basketball.
Do you believe, Bob, that there's any chance, and you can maybe even poke around on this, that there's any chance he doesn't feel welcome? There's some awkward body language.
I thought a long time ago, I don't know if you guys remember me saying this, it was more towards the beginning of the season, that he just didn't look right.
Right, you said that.
On the basketball court. The joyousness of the game seemed to have left him a little bit. And I honestly believe that then. Look, I'm not a big, I don't care how you feel. Get out on the court and play basketball. If something's going on in the locker room or whatever, okay, but do you want to? Here's where I'll go to. If I was going up to Matisse Thybulle, do you want to make money in this league?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't care how you feel. Get out there and play basketball the way you're supposed to play basketball if you want to continue to get paid to do this.
Hey, if you got problems with your building's water and wastewater pump system, visit PumpManPhilly.com.
Pump.
Pumpman Philly. Guys to know to fix your flow. I'm going to make you smile, though, Pat. You're going to have Wendy's this morning. Bob, you're going to have Wendy's this morning.
I'm good with that.
You're going to have it. You're going to love it. It's going to be great. It's going to make everybody smile. Coach is ready to chow down on some Wendy's, too.
Does Coach eat Wendy's?
He's having Wendy's this morning.
Do they bring hot dogs?
Can the Thomas family get some run on this bench unit?
Well, I don't know if Dave's legacy has
maybe
any.
His grandkids can ball a little bit?
I don't know. Was Wendy's,
I'm willing to try.
Wendy was his daughter, right?
Yes.
Dave Thomas was,
I thought it was his niece.
Oh, maybe it was.
Right, whatever. Daughter. See?
A family member.
Find out.
We can bing it.
Let's find out. Pat, that Bing machine doesn't seem to work for you anymore.
Why not? Why do you say that?
I'm just saying.
It does. It works.
Get on it. All right, we got a lot coming for you, and we welcome you to vent with us a little bit, but try not to. I thought Spanky was great, because I've heard him debate it with Mike various times, and I think it's the truth. I don't know what to make of this. I don't know what to. Do I just put it all on the Embiid injury, or do I put it on the roster construction? Whatever.
Daughter.
You can get in with us. 610. It is his daughter.
Fourth.
See? 610-632-0975. Plus, this guy and this guy here in Philadelphia have the same type of job, and they seem like to me to be the same guy. John Kincaid Show here on 97.5, The Fanatic. So I had my meeting with Vance yesterday, my co-pair coach. And I was proud to be able to say that I am now 7.5 pounds down, which is really exciting for me. I feel like I'm making progress towards the goal. I can tell you it hasn't been simple. It has required dedication, but I'm dedicated towards trying to do it. Co-pair health helps you lose weight, make better decisions about your relationship with food. I have done the yo-yo up and down around 20-some pounds for like the past 20 years. So I wanted Co-Pair. I needed Co-Pair. And a lot of our listeners have done the same thing and have gotten in with Co-Pair Health. I can tell you that it can change you. It can help you change. It can help you come up with some different ways that you can sort of manage the decisions you make. I was out to dinner last night. I made smart decisions. I followed what my coach tells me to do. You know, you could lose weight. You can lose up to like 30 pounds by the time the midsummer comes along. Men can lose 3 pounds a week on the program, dedicated, fairly easily. You just got to get in on it. I'm feeling better. I'm feeling a little less jiggly, and that's good for me. So here's what I want you to do. Go to Co-Pair Health. Go to CoPairHealth.com. There's a phone number there. You call it. Fanatic listeners are going to get a nice little discount. You mention that I sent you, and get your program started. You will feel better. You'll feel better up here, and you'll feel better in the belly area. At least I do. John Kincaid telling you, go check out Co-Pair Health.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic. It's Thursday morning at 8:30, which means game time. Today we're playing Porn Star or Athlete. Now here's your master of ceremonies, a guy who wasn't big enough to be an athlete or a porn star, Pat Egan.
I would think there'd be niche porn you could star in.
Oh, absolutely. And you can check out my OnlyFans. We have a deal right now for Mother's Day going on. You can get it for $4.99. Yes, it is game day. We are playing Porn Star Athlete, as you heard. The way this game's going to work is I'm going to give one of you gentlemen a name. You have to tell me if it's a porn star or athlete. You will be playing for the caller. We have some really good prizes this week. We have a $50 Wendy's gift card. We have a pair of tickets to go see the Phillies take on the Mets tonight at 6:45. We have a $50 Visa gift card, courtesy of the Marvel show Moon Knight, and we have a Blu-ray combo pack of Jackass Forever. 610-632-0975 if you want to get in.
Do you have to have watched any of the Marvel stuff to watch Moon Knight?
No.
So it's not like, it's like the Batman movie. Olivia says we can just pick it up. Yeah, I can just watch it.
Yeah. You can just kick back and enjoy it.
Okay. It's cool.
It's very popcorn good. Movie.
It's a popcorn show.
The finale came out last night.
Yeah, okay. It did. It's six episodes. Very worth your time. Let's go to Tom in Newtown. Tom is going to be playing with John.
Hi, Tom.
All right, so.
Hi, how you doing?
Tom, you have to hope to God that John knows porn because he certainly doesn't know sports. I think we proved that in a year and a half. All right, the first name that I'm going to give you, John, is Vic Power. Vic Power, is that a porn star or an athlete?
I believe Vic Power was a relief pitcher.
Let's find out.
That was an athlete's name.
It was indeed, yes.
I would have gone porn.
Was he a relief pitcher?
Unfortunately, we're not going to give him a prize because he was a first baseman. You don't know sports.
Oh, no,
man.
He gets a prize.
You don't know it. No, he does. He gets a $50 Wendy's gift card.
How about that, Tommy? Awesome.
Thank you, John. Thank you.
There you go, buddy. I know I've heard that name, I'm not a purveyor of porn.
He was a first baseman for the Kansas City A's in 1954.
Okay, well, then I haven't heard
so,
it then.
But, hey, I think relief pitcher is like the go-to, right? Every time you don't really care.
Yeah, could have been a relief
pitcher. They pop around so much. Like Ricky Pitalico coming up at 9
Yeah, it's very similar.
John in the Northeast. John, you are going to be playing with Bob Cooney.
All right, John, let's get it.
Now, John, you're lucky because this man knows porn and sex, all right? And
porn and sex? How about porn and sports?
Well, yeah, there you go. You said it, I didn't.
Okay. Well, porn and sex are different things.
Tony Suck, athlete or porn star?
I think I know what genre he'd be in.
I'm going to go athlete.
That was an athlete's name.
Yeah!
I'll tell you what, say whatever you want about Bob Cooney. He knows the difference. Yes, Tony Suck was, of course, the catcher for the Chicago Browns.
Oh, of course he was.
In the 1883.
Browns. Man.
I saw him play in high school.
First year the Phillies were a thing. John, you were also going to win a $50 Woo! Wendy's gift card.
Good job.
Good job, Johnny.
Good job, Wendy's, too.
Let's keep it rolling. Put him on hold, please. He just dropped.
No, he got him. He got him
Okay, good. Let's keep it rolling to Brian in New Jersey. Brian, you're going to be playing with Jamie. All right.
Here we go, Brian.
We prove that Jamie knows one of these categories. We'll figure out which one.
Certainly ain't sports.
Jamie, the name I'm giving you is Fanny Deep. Fanny Deep. Porn star or athlete? Fanny Deep.
It's so obviously porn that it makes me think it's an athlete, but I'm going to stick with my gut and go porn.
That was a real porn star.
Yeah!
Don't overthink.
Way to be, Jamie.
Don't overthink. Overthinking's never a problem with Jamie Lynch, correct?
I want to know some of her titles.
I'm sorry, Brian. Yeah. Brian. Harry Peter in the Chamber of Sequins was, I believe, her breakout role.
She's the author of Huge Tatas.
Is that her book?
Girl,
are you serious?
Yeah.
That's her
Brian, I apologize. And we do appreciate you listening and sticking with us through these hard, troubling times. For your service, we're going to give you a $50 Wendy's gift card as well. Let's keep it rolling with... Guys, let's get it together, please. Okay. It's game time. All right. Thank you.
Finding Fan.
We'll go to Dave in Phoenixville.
Yeah, you wouldn't do this with Alistair Beck. Dave in Phoenixville. You were going to play with John Kincaid.
Hi, Dave.
John, hey, the name I'm going to give you is Lance Thruster. Lance Thruster, athlete or porn star?
Lance Thruster is a porn star.
Let's find out.
That was a real porn star.
There you go.
I'll tell you what, say what you will about the John Kincaid show.
Well, Thruster, come on.
The John Kincaid show knows our porn stars. We just do. Yes, you, John, just won Dave a $50 Wendy's gift card.
How about it, Dave?
Thanks, John. I appreciate it.
Ricky Pitalico would go to lunch with you anytime, by the way. He loves Wendy's, so that's good. We'll get Dave in Phoenixville and Ricky hooked
up. Let's keep it rolling with Kevin in Havertown. Kevin is going to be playing with our own porn and sports expert, Bob Cooney.
Hey, Kevin, did you know there's a back parking lot at the Manoa Shopping Center?
Okay, and we'll keep it rolling.
Kevin? Kevin, are you with us?
Kevin.
I'm here, John.
There it is.
All right, he wasn't kidnapped. Good. Bob, the name I'm giving you... is Sloppy Thurston. Sloppy Thurston. Athlete. Which one?
I'm going to go athlete.
Let's find out.
That was an athlete.
Yeah! And we have five for five.
Kev, this is why this is so clutch that you got Bob, because Bob was actually alive to see Sloppy Thurston play. He was a pitcher for the White Sox in 1923. Bob saw his first game and his last game.
Bob did a feature on him.
I think I coached him in Little League.
You went too far, Bob.
Five for five. Wait a minute. This is a...
Dave is going to end up... This is a record for
us. This is an incredible run.
Dave is going to go to the Phillies-Mets game tonight. First pitch, 6:45. For tickets, go to Phillies.com. They have
nice,
to win eventually.
Dave. There we go.
Let's keep it rolling to Antonio on the cell. Antonio is playing with Jamie Lynch. Jamie, the name we're giving you is Buster Good. Buster Good.
Ooh, I'm going to go athlete.
Let's find out.
That was a real porn star.
Oh, Jamie blew it for you, Antonio.
Yeah, you blew it,
Buster
right.
Good.
Buster yeah. Good, come on.
You busted it bad for Antonio. Who
it sounds
priceless.
Too fake to be a porn
That's
star.
That's Breaking Bad.
Apologize to Antonio before
sorry,
he goes to
B101.
Great
apologized.
Job, bud. Let's get a winner back.
Let's get a winner
let's go
back
to Dave
here.
And Delco.
Hold on a minute. Let me get you there. Dave and Delco. Hi, Dave.
You are playing with our porn aficionado, Johnny Kincaid.
What's up, Dave?
How you doing, guys?
John, the name is Karen Cockburn. Karen Cockburn
is an athlete.
Jesus, that was quick, man. You didn't even think about that.
Was an athlete.
Yeah, Dave!
Yes, Dave.
John New Cockburn won.
Okay, thank you.
Dave ends up winning a $50 Visa gift card, Moon Knight t-shirt, 4 tickets for the Penn Museum with one of the largest Egyptian collections in the United States, and a hieroglyphics mug from the museum shop from Marvel Studios' Moon Knight, now streaming only on Disney Plus. Very good. Highly suggested for
and
all the nerds
is?
Out there. Oh, yeah.
Tennis
sorry.
Player?
No, I saw
she
softball.
She was a Canadian Olympic gymnast.
Yeah.
Gymnast.
Yeah.
Well, yes. That's not right.
Unfortunately.
I was going to say relief pitcher.
I guarantee she couldn't wait to get married for obvious reasons. And let's go to our final one. No.
That's it.
We wrap up. I'll give you guys a couple other ones, though.
Okay.
Just to see if you get it, okay?
All right.
While we wrap up game time. Bobby, tell
that
me.
Better Willie, wrap up with.
Willie Fisterbottom.
Is that a question?
Willie fist or bottom?
Is that a question?
Would you fist or bottom? Porn star athlete, Bobby.
I'm gonna go athlete.
You're gonna go athlete? What sport do you think fist or bottom played?
And fist or bottom was a cricket player.
Cricket player, huh? No, Bobby, you idiot.
That was a real porn star name.
The name like fist or bottom? Come on, man. It writes itself.
I'm out of the
Jamie.
Game.
Yeah. Jamie, your name is Juliet Cantaloupe. That's dumb.
Cantaloupe? You mean cantaloupe?
Clearly, like, coach ran out of it. Jamie, I'm going to give you another one. Chubby Cox.
Chubby Cox sounds like a good baseball
man. It's an athlete.
Nah, it's an athlete.
It is a former NBA player.
Yep.
John.
Wrong sport.
Yes.
Gordon John Cock, porn star athlete. Which one?
Porn star.
No, that's an athlete.
Really?
Former race car driver. And then John... I'm sorry, Bob, we'll finish with you. Irina Slutskaya.
Oh, that's an athlete. Slutskaya. Yeah, it's a Russian athlete. She was a weightlifter.
No, she was, I believe, a figure skater.
Oh.
Irina Slutskaya.
Well, she was. Then she became a weightlifter.
She was on
ankle injury.
The gold medalist that year was Ivana Humpalot.
She was a bronze medalist was the, for the 2006 Olympics.
Team, do you want to know some of the movies that Buster Good?
I'd love to know what Buster Good's body of work is.
Chitty Chitty Bang Me.
Big What Ass Is Eight.
There's eight volumes?
The first seven were
so
good.
That's terrible.
The eighth one really took the next step.
I'm a big girl now.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm a big girl now.
That's terrible.
Six.
I always love when there's a bunch of volumes.
How do we...
Storm Squirt.
What? What was that one?
Storm Squirters.
Storm Squirters.
Okay, that's it. That's it.
All right, let's transition back to sports, boys.
Oh, my gosh.
Phillies play tonight, 6:45.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, boy.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.